Well, if you all get sick again, it's Sonny's fault. Turn in your Bibles with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. We're dealing with a question that was handled in, asking about the temptation of Christ and why did the Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness? And I guess basically asking why 40 days? So we're going to hopefully see what the passage is trying to tell us and extrapolate a wonderful principle that God has for us. Matthew chapter 4 reveals to us, as is does the Gospel of Luke, as well as Mark, this particular incident in which Jesus was led up into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. Scripture makes it very clear that the Holy Spirit was doing the leading. The two questions that are asked is, and I'll read them for you, why does the Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness? And then number two, then why did he fast 40 days and 40 nights? We're going to be looking at that. As you go through Scripture, what you see is the number 40 really stands for trials. It stands for the time of testing, or you could say that it stands for the time of training. We know that Moses was in the wilderness how many years?
40 years.
We know that it rained how many days?
40 days.
Right. We know that Jesus was with the disciples after resurrection. Acts tells us 40 days after resurrection, the training time that he spent with them. We know that even Jonah gave Nineveh 40 days. We can go on. There's a lot of course, Moses was on the mount 40 days. And according to the book of Exodus, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Scripture actually tells us, according to Exodus 34:28, that he did not eat bread, nor did he drink water 40 days. What we understand, according to Scripture, is that God actually caused his people to be hungry in the desert. And we know that they ultimately ended up in the desert for 40 years. And what that seems to convey is that that it's revealing the extremities of man's ability or the extremities of a generation. In both cases, it's taking man to his limits. So 40 has a way of taking us to our limits. So the reason that 40 is being used in the text is Christ is being taken to the limits or the extremities of the flesh, of human ability. This is necessary. Why is it necessary? Because all dependence needs to be on the Spirit of God. And it is no mistake that as we understand the Holy Spirit in Scripture, in particular, as you read his description in John chapter 15, he is described as the Spirit of truth. That is to say, he reveals everything. And so what actually happens in the time of training is the revealing. I mean, take everything away from you. Take all of your ability away, all of your fleshly ability, and what do you have? What do you trust in? And that's the question. That's really the question of all the testing. Testing is, who will you trust in? And the other question that was asked is, why was he led into the wilderness? And if you look with me, we'll pick up in chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is going to signify the absence of external resources. You go in the wilderness, there are no stores. There's no wherewithal to take care of yourself. It's the wilderness. You're not going to necessarily pick things off or find water. And so it's taking you away from external resources. What is God doing? Well, what he's doing is he's taking Christ into the realm of external resources, the absence of all that, as well as he's taking him to the extremities of his physical strength. And now the question is, in the midst of this temptation by the devil himself, as we'll see in Scripture, the question is going to be, will you sell out? God oftentimes brings us in very difficult circumstances and situations to make us understand, first of all, that man doesn't necessarily live by bread alone. We see that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, in which it says that God humbled his people and was seen that man would understand that there is another source that is superior even to all fleshly resources, whether it be his own prowess and ability or the external resources that might be afforded him, that There is a more powerful force. Now, the question is, in the absence of help, and when you're totally destitute, and you have lost all your ability, and there are no resources, would you sell out to anybody? Would you make a deal with the devil? That's the question. And what we see with Christ is, no. I love the word of my Father. I love my Father more than I love my flesh. I love the Father more than I love the fulfilling of my needs. And so this is the great test that is necessary not only for us to see, but for us to identify with ultimately, that there is a source that is more powerful than even the satisfaction of our flesh, and that is Christ. And there are times in our lives where we're going to, things are going to seem destitute to us. The question is, will you sell out, or will you love God more? And will you trust God to fulfill all of your needs according to His riches and glory, even though you don't see how that can happen? So it says Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and after He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He then became hungry, which is telling us that in the flesh there was a need. How do you meet that need? The tempter came and said to Him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." And He answered and said, "It is written." All the way through, Jesus will continually say, "It is written. It is written. It is written." Jesus continues to turn to the power of the Spirit rather than the power of the flesh. And God is calling upon us to do the same thing. The grand excuse is that we couldn't help it. You oftentimes hear people say, "Well, I had to cave, I had to compromise, I had to do this." And Scripture is telling us, you do not. There is another option. What is that? Trust in God. Is it possible that God will take care of you? You need to find out. So we're brought to the extremities of our flesh. We're brought to the absence of resources, so that God would see what was on our heart. And clearly we see Christ is declaring there is a greater power. And what is that greater power? His love for the Father. There are times that you're willing to sacrifice everything when you love somebody, and Christ was. Father, I want to give You thanks for Your example to us. I want to give You thanks for the power of trust and faith. And Lord, change us. We are so bent on immediate gratification that we oftentimes reject our relationship with You. And yet we know that You're the source and the resource for all things. We just want to tell You today that we trust You and that we love You. In Jesus' name, amen.